when they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Speaking of getting high, I was going to leave this to the end of the show to end on a high note, but did you see that Stevens Point set marijuana possession fines to $5? So they have joined the decriminalization. The other cities that have basically done as much as they could in Wisconsin to decriminalize weed. So that's a good thing.
I'll be right? driving through there. I'll be happy to know that. That's very good.
Yeah, so that I saw that headline today. But as we were talking before the break, if Evers were to lose and not be our sumo goalie anymore, blocking legislation that would create headlines that make us sound like Mississippi and Florida and Texas. Actually, that's a funny story. I don't know. This was right after our maps came out. Where the Supreme Court did, like the Wisconsin Supreme Court did a switcheroo, and all of a sudden we went from the maps that weren't as bad to the worst possible maps. And I had the gut reaction of tweeting out something along the lines of, my first honest reaction to this news is how much backwards legislation will get passed because of a supermajority that will make me regret moving back to Wisconsin. And my second reaction is how many other boomerangs will feel the same way. And that started getting more, I don't know, because people were fired up. That started getting traction on Twitter. And guess who retweeted it with a certain state senator retweeted it. I didn't even see it. Someone had to send it to me because I missed it because there was so much other notifications. Dewey Strobel.
Dirty Dewey. All right.
Dirty Dewey retweeted my tweet and said, I already regret that you moved back to Wisconsin.
Oh, good. At least he knows you. That's good.
And so, yeah. And so I just replied to him and said, this is not the burn you think it is, Dewey. None of it is. But my point, I bring that up mostly because, you know, even with Evers not losing, if they were to win a supermajority, it wouldn't matter, right? Which is not implausible in the current state. But if he were to lose, who of the four candidates am I least afraid of? Is that the right way to put it?
I don't know. Kevin Nicholson can walk through crowds really well. At least according to his ads, he walks through crowds like better than anybody else.
I don't know, but Tim Michaels can drive a car without watching the road.
Well, that depends. Is he in an empty lot with a suit, or has he got his shirt unbuttoned and like he's got,
and
like,
hasn't
got,
shaved,
got like a scruff on? It depends on who he's trying to.
There.
Depends on what the demographic is that they're trying. During the games, he'll be the guy with the scruff. You know, during the daytime, he's the scary. I'm a guy, a business guy in a scary lot. Oh my goodness, you guys better vote for me.
I mean, I think the thing with Michaels is because I'm not super, like, I will take a fiscal conservative but socially liberal Republican over a socially conservative. Fiscally, I don't care. That's not really my wheelhouse, which just feels like more and more of that party, right? And I kind of assumed when he first, especially when that first broke, and it was either going to be Tommy Thompson or Tim Michaels, right? When that was like, all right, well, if Tommy's going to get in, then he won't. But if Tommy doesn't get in, he will. And it was this hope that maybe he'd be more business oriented and more like the classic tax cut Paul Ryan guy versus like, let's not double down on so much of this cultural divisiveness. But it seems like that's the strategy and to appeal to Trumpers. And so I don't know what that would mean for how he would actually govern. I don't even know what that means for how they have to pivot once the general election happens, right? And this is just a race to the bottom to win the primary.
Yeah, I was bemused by Tim Michaels until he said, yeah, screw it. One man, one woman, and Donald Trump's the best. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you completely lost any possibility of me rationalizing living with you. But now, dude, you're done.
It's like, well, yeah, I know. It's that. And then he also wouldn't say whether or not he will certify the next presidential election.
I can't get into hypotheticals. I mean, it's just too hard for me to think about.
I know. So I don't know. And it's almost one of those things. I asked Jesse O'Plan from Cap Times, who's the Capitol reporter there. Sometimes I wondered in this last couple of years since I've been back, some of the legislation that got proposed that, you know, was the Heritage Foundation, like these bills that just get written and then distributed to the state legislatures, right? And that's why they all, like, whether it's the anti-trans stuff. Bills,
yeah.
All the Alex stuff. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like these big think tank policy places that write bills and then just send them and be like, pass this. And they look basically the same across every state. And there was a part of me that wondered, and I asked Jesse, how much of this is getting proposed because they know it will, there's just almost a safety net and that it will get vetoed as long as Evers is in power. And so they can win points for appealing to their base. Look, I tried to pass this. I proposed this. It got shut down. Rabble, 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 rouse, rouse, rouse. Like, we're so upset. But if we get back to the case of Republican legislature, Republican governor, do they still propose stuff that is wildly unpopular because it's popular with their base, and even though it will likely get passed? Or do they pull back a little bit knowing that this is not something that their constituents necessarily want?
The best case scenario is the dog chasing the car and finally catching it. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not good. I mean, best case scenario is actually going back to having a representative government that represents how 50-50 the state actually is.
But
when you look at we actually be able to compromise and build coalitions and bills that actually no one's totally happy, but no one's totally screwed either. And so, all right. When we get back, we're going to move on to some more of the more national news. Another thing that is very popular, but has been another thing that's been a stalemate, but we might have seen some progress on, which is the gun safety bill proposal that is coming out of the Senate. So we will go through what's in that and maybe get your thoughts when we come back. I'm Kristen Bry in for Mike Crute, here with Brian Kelly on Devil's Advocates.